Let's switch gears right now and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with White House correspondent John Decker, who's joining us right now. Good morning, John. A new poll showing Joe Biden gaining ground against Trump in six of the seven key swing states. But in many of these polls, to be fair, Trump would still win if the contest were held today, correct?
Well, they'd be within the margin of the poll's error, and I don't subscribe to the point of view that you could bet the house on any of these polls. What it essentially shows is that it is a dead heat between Donald Trump and Joe Biden in these key swing states, these battleground states that Joe Biden has visited, each and every one of them since delivering his State of the Union address just a few weeks ago. In fact, yesterday he visited North Carolina. That's a state that he hopes to flip. He lost it to Donald Trump in 2020. But only by a few percentage points. And yesterday did a campaign event with Vice President Kamala Harris. You don't see those joint campaign appearances all that often, but that happening yesterday.
Is that a direct reflection of just showing, you know, some youth in this campaign to have her with him? Because, you know, let's face it, Biden's more upbeat numbers come at an inflection point. You know, it almost seemed predetermined for months that Trump was going to run away with this thing.
Oh, I don't believe that's the case at all. I study these things quite a bit. I'm often invited to speak about the Electoral College map. I've been accurate in 2016, 2020, and I do that right now for 2024. This is a close election, and it will be decided on the edges. Donald Trump won with 306 electoral votes in 2016. Joe Biden won with 306 electoral votes in 2020. With this rematch, you know, it's just going to be so much closer than what we saw in either of those two races.
And in the meantime, it seems like things that President Biden has done to try to maybe shift the needle haven't really been doing much, have been falling flat.
Well, according to this Bloomberg poll, well-respected news organization, he's actually gained a little bit of momentum since the last time they did polling in these six of seven battleground states. The margin is tightened in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Georgia, in Arizona. The one state that's the outlier is Nevada, and that's one of the states that Joe Biden visited just last week.
And you've been following these, as you mentioned, for many years. What are some of the reasons that we can kind of touch on over the last several weeks as to what Biden has been doing to actually get a bump in the numbers?
Well, the State of the Union address, I think, was the marker. You know, I think that what you saw was favorable reviews for the president, energetic, and that was answering a lot of critics that were wondering about whether or not we'd see that energy coming from Joe Biden during the State of the Union address. And then he followed it up just the next day by traveling to Philadelphia, the day after that to Atlanta, two battleground states, Pennsylvania and Georgia, and then following it up with more campaigning out on the road in other key battleground states. You're going to see more of that. Joe Biden, Donald Trump will visit each and every one of these states quite a bit over the course of the next now less than 7.5 months until Election Day. Tomorrow, the president will travel to New York City for a huge fundraiser, expected to raise $10 million at this fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall. That's another big part of the campaign. On the fundraising side of things, Joe Biden is the front runner over Donald Trump. In fact, he has more cash on hand, double the amount of cash on hand at this point, $71 million, than does Donald Trump.
When you look at the numbers itself, is there any one state that is in particular that's getting, you know, more numbers for Biden?
Well, of these battleground states, we see it now within the margin of error in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin in particular. Michigan is a state that we've seen some numbers move towards Joe Biden over the last few weeks. That's good news for him. That Michigan, of course, is a state that he won by 154,000 votes in 2020, won it pretty easily. But recent polls have shown that Donald Trump has the lead in Michigan. I think that has a lot to do with what we see as it relates to the war between Israel and Hamas and Michigan's large Arab American population dissatisfied with some of the decisions, policies, made by the Biden administration concerning that war.
And it's interesting, too, in Nevada, as you mentioned, Trump was up in February by +6, but now in March, it's only like +2, I guess. So, yeah, you can see the numbers. It's kind of interesting to follow these things. And as more and more people do follow those numbers, they're sure to change, obviously, before November. John, thanks for the time. As always, we really appreciate the insight, and we'll look forward to the next one.
Sounds great. Have a great day. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You do the same.